Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So, Gauteng's Legislature's Portfolio Committee on Community Safety did some oversight visits to some of the hotspots in Gauteng where they really needed to look at, for instance, police stations that are notorious for the kind of complaints that we hear from the communities. Roodepoort Police Station is one, Kempton Park is another. On the line with us is the chairperson of the Gauteng Legislature's Portfolio Committee on Community Safety, Bandile Masuku. Thank you so much for making time for us, Chair. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening and thanks for having us on your show, and good evening to your listeners.
You've conducted yet another oversight visit to some of the hotspots in Gauteng, police stations that, you know, we know to be notorious. Let's talk about what you were able to find.
Besides the statistics that we're looking at, if you recall that the two police stations that we went to, they are actually in the top 40 of the worst performing police stations in the province. Mm. So we went there also because of the call that was made by the community, in particular in Roodepoort, where the community was dissatisfied with the response from the SAPS and also how the SAPS seems to be redundant in terms of dealing with their complaints and sometimes even the cases that they've opened. So we went there with that appreciation of the statistics, but we also discovered more that there's not any collaboration between the community and also the murders that are happening around Roodepoort are actually associated with illegal mining and also with episodes of vigilantism which has been reported in the area.
So when the police or the reports that there isn't cooperation from the community, what do they mean by that?
You know, in instances where, you know, police are supposed to be coming to rescue or to assist, you know, the community will respond by stoning or even burning some of the vehicles because they say that the police don't act particularly when they are called and they come when it pleases them. Mm. So it's also one of the matters that is there. And the second one is the issue that when community raises issues with the police station, in particular the station commander, they seem not to get positive feedback from her or even the reception to even listen to them.
And the SAPS's response to that, you know, the two commanders in the two stations?
You know, the one in Roodepoort, I think it was an issue of misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. But secondly, the failure to just understand the difficult terrain of policing areas which are informal settlements. You would recall when we had a discussion about Gippsloot that the police were complaining about a lack of street light or lightning.
Yeah.
You know, the streets not correctly marked or even marked, even houses that are marked properly. So these are some of the aspects that with discussion, both the police and the community will understand that working together might help them to even avert some of the situations that they've had.
Do you get a sense that, you know, some of these police stations and commanders are working in silos? In other words, you point out the example of Diepsloot, and one would expect that maybe they share ideas, you know. If one strategy worked in another area that is similar, perhaps they can learn from one another. There was another case, I think you and I also spoke about it, in Eldorado Park, where the community just did not see eye to eye with the station commander. There was intervention by yourselves, and then things evolved and got better. You know, are they sharing ideas with other stations around the country?
Yes, I think that's also what we are going to impress upon with the provincial commissioner when we engage him, that seemingly we might have to take a different intervention of maybe really changing the leadership of the station in terms of the station commander.
Yeah.
And also we also thought it's important to also emphasize the point of collaboration between all law enforcement, the private security, community police forum,
Metros as well.
The traffic. So we also need everybody to be involved and be well coordinated.
Yeah.
At the moment, it seems like Johannesburg, GNPD, are doing their own thing. APPS are doing their own thing. Private security, they're also doing the same thing. So we emphasize that point, which is important.
It's not a new problem. I'm struggling to understand why we're not getting around this, where we do, especially because, you know, resources are not readily available to everybody. So it would be good for people to share. Why is it not getting resolved, the issue of either the Metro Cops as well as the SAPS working hand in glove together?
Yeah, I think let's take it one station at a time, one precinct at a time, you know, because different precincts have got different peculiar challenges that they face. And I think one thing that we need to take a positive on is that when there is intervention, something does change, and there are some positives that we get in that regard. So I think let's take it one station at a time. We are going to visit some. There are some complaints about Sunnyside Police Station in Tshwane. You know, there are some complaints about Honeydew in Johannesburg. So these are stations that, of course, it's our role as a portfolio committee to make sure that we enter into the space and make sure that the police do what they're supposed to do.
To what extent, yes, obviously, you know, stakeholder relations is one element, but to what extent are resources a real hindrance to the work of the police?
No, it is a true challenge. You know, it is a true challenge. But what is important is that using what they have efficiently, you know, and also making sure that they manage them quite appropriately. One of the things that we realize that the number of cars that stay longer in garages because of the procurement process that they have to undertake, waiting for a car to be repaired for over 6-8 months, is a big problem. So the challenge of it is a big issue. Even the space challenge is a big question.
I appreciate your time. Chairperson of the Gauteng Legislature's Portfolio Committee on Community Safety, Bandile Masuku.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.